Don't ask anything. Oh Lord, I am not asking for material wealth, not asking for material follower, not asking for give me a beautiful woman to enjoy. Yes. Not asking for liberation. Life after life, please give me pure bhakti only. Sudha bhakti devo mori, Krishna kṛpāgani. Please give me pure devotion, sudha bhakti. Another devotion, I want to serve you, life after life. Give you all enjoyment, all happiness. I don't want any enjoyment, happiness for myself. That is desirelessness. Brahmacharya will become like that, no desire. Guru observes this thing, then Naishtika Brahmacharya, strict Brahmacharya, so he is not allowed to marry, he is given sannyas. Sannyas will be awarded to him, otherwise. Sannyas cannot be awarded, it is not so cheap. That proposes says, so many sannyas fall down because their mental desires are not satisfied. The next ashram comes, Brahmagrastha ashram. Those Brahmacharis who have material desires, not satisfied, Guru observes, then Guru says, all right, you go. Become Grastha, marry. Isn't it? Become Grastha and marry. So let your mental desires be fulfilled. It will never fulfill. More you give, more they demand. As you pour ghee in blazing fire, fire will never be extinguished, rather become more blessed. This verse comes later, this chapter. Sadati will speak about it. After enjoying Devadani hundreds of years, taking youth from his youngest son, Puru, he'll enjoy Devadani for hundreds of years. Still, no satisfaction. Understand? So, this is apparent contradiction, but one thing, he says, no, yes, this is this enjoyment, I have already enjoyed it. I know what sort of enjoyment it is, isn't it? I know it. It's not that, I have no experience, I have experienced, I have already experienced. Have you not experienced? Have you not experienced? Have you not experienced? So, why are you desiring again? Then you cannot render this also. You cannot render this. This says here. Yes. You cannot render this devotional service. Yes. You have this experience. Yes, I have. So therefore this ashram dharma is there. Up to 50th year, all right. Up to 25 years, one must remain brahmachari in Guru Gruha. Then Guru observes that he has material desires. He cannot remain naishtika brahmachari, strict brahmachari. He has some desires. Then Guru orders him to become grihastha. Then grihasthasram comes. Grihasthasram means some concession for material enjoyment, sexual enjoyment, all these things, but strict restriction is there. Because he has become brahmachari, he has been given training how to control his senses and mind. Yes, he's already given in brahmachari ashram. Unless one has become brahmachari, he can become real grihastha. He become guru brother, guru medhi, become attached to guru, home, heart, wife, son, daughter, to the last breath of his life. Yes, he cannot leave it also, isn't it? So, then comes grihasthasrama. You understand? This is up to 50th year. 25 years grihasthasrama. Up to 50th year, remain in Gruha, gotten some enjoyment, sexual enjoyment, this enjoyment, that enjoyment. Sons are there, daughters are there, so many burden is there. Cannot sleep at night, crying. Wife's demand is there, son's demand is there, daughter's demand is there. Old man, now getting old. Oh, They are devouring me and devouring me and devouring me. The old man is crying now, devouring, devouring, so many demands. I earn this much of money and there's so much demands. What to do? Now this experience again. Therefore say, Dilika Loddu jo khaya upastaya jo na khaya upastaya. One saying, one Dilika Loddu is there. One was eaten, he laments. Not eaten, he laments. Yes. One grihastha, become grihastha, already eaten. What is that? Enjoyment? Yes, sexual enjoyment. I have already experienced it. What is that? Laments? No more. There is a story, you see. There is a story. One jackal was there. Understand? He saw a jungle of sugar cane. Jungle of sugar cane. Do you understand? Sugar cane so sweet. Cannot give up sweet. Are you eating nibble? Yes, no more sweet. Yes, strict. Strict I'll follow. Oh, so sweet, sugar cane, jungle. He entered into it. Do you understand? And he has a desire to eat sugar cane so sweet. And there he saw that one, like honeycomb, that wax they make. That's not beehive, the wax have made. Wasp, made a hive like that. Round shaped. He thought of, this is the fruit of sugar cane. Yes, round shaped fruit like ball. big ball. The boys standing in a big ball. Big ball, round shaped. And there's a fruit. He thought of this fruit, this sugar cane fruit. Sugar cane is so sweet, fruit must be much sweeter. Yes. Sugar cane is so sweet, this fruit must be much sweeter. So I must eat the fruit first, then I'll eat the sugar cane. Understand? So he ate first. Then was came up, think, no more. Light said, oh light, in your youth you have this desire, oh light, eat this fruit now, ball-shaped fruit, round-shaped, ball-shaped fruit you eat now, stinging, lasting, no more. Dilika Loddu jo khaya upastaya, no khaya upastaya. One has eaten Dilika Loddu, he laments, this round-shaped fruit, he laments no more. One has not eaten, Mr. Premji, how it is, let me eat it, all right. He also laments, I have not eaten it, all right. So he laments also. One has eaten, he laments, not eaten, he laments. Isn't it? So, so therefore, gain some experience, therefore grihastha. Guru says, all right, go. Become grihastha, accept a wife, gain some experience, enjoy. All right, and get the reaction. No more. Give up this thing. This is, what is the duty of a Gruha, Gruhi, Gruhi, Gruhastha, householder, also it's said. In the 11th canto, Brahmacharyam tapasaucham santosa butasahurdam grahastasyapirutau gantu sarvesham madupasanam. Krishna says to Dhava, Bhagavan kaile brahmacharya tapasya saucha santosa sakal prani saito sahurdya e samasta dharma ruturakhyakari gruhira kartabhya kintu mor upasana sakal prani rohi kartabhya. You hear that verse? Read it.
Chastity, penance, purity, peacefulness, and kindness to all living beings constitute grihastha dharma.
Constitute grihastha dharma, yes.
A grihastha who approaches his wife for procreation of
proper
children.
Period, after menstrual, that we have already discussed. Yes, that is grihastha.
Only on those days sanctioned by scripture.
Sanctioned by scripture, yes.
Is thus considered chaste. Worship of Hari should be practiced by everyone.
Practiced by everyone. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasi. So you say Brahmacharya, first say it. Celibacy. Grihastha is also a Brahmachari. You understand? Grihastha is also a Brahmachari. It is known as Upakurvana Brahmachari. Two types of Brahmachari. Naishtika Brahmachari, Upakurvana Brahmachari. You follow? Strictly follows the rules, regulations of Brahmachari Ashrama. Do you follow? As Upamanyu did. And becomes free from all material desires, desires of enjoyment. Strictly follows the rules of regulation of Brahmachari Ashrama, celibacy. Never, he never, what say, discharge a drop of semina. Yes, strict brahmacharya. It's free from all material desires. I say, Vratvatadhara Brahmana Agniribadhul. Burns like fire. Yes, that was we quoted. So he is not allowed to go and take marriage, accept marriage, no. He remains in Guru Guru till his life, end of life, and he was given sannyas. He is proper candidate for sannyas. Understand? And Guru observes, no, he has material desires. So he cannot remain brahmachari throughout life, then he is given to go and marry. And for him, it's brahmachari. He has already practiced brahmacharya, he already has been given training how to control his mind and senses, dhamaguna sampanna, during brahmachari period. So unless one becomes brahmachari in Guru Groha, he cannot become grihastha, proper grihastha. He becomes grihamedhi, attached to home and hearth, wives, son, daughter, all enjoyment. Yadanta gobhi, yadanta gobhi. That means he has not controlled. He has no control over his senses. Yes, Adanta Gobhi, Punah Punah Charvita Sarvanam, Prahlad Maharaj Bharsam. Again and again he chews the chewed. Yes.